Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
And on this opening Sunday of the new League of Ireland season for 2025, we watch today Niall Moran's Bohemians beat Ed McGuinty's Shamrock Rovers by a 2-0 at the Aviva Stadium. 33,000 sports supporters in the stadium. Still takes a bit of getting used to seeing Moran and McGuinty in different club shirts for this campaign. As for the new look Sligo Rovers, Waterford came to town on Saturday night. It was a rousing game, incident filled. Let's remind you how it unfolded.
Sergeant plays it into the middle to Wolf. Wolf just loses the ball in the middle, loses concentration. McDonald is through, and that's a good attempt on goal and a goal for Waterford. The first goal of the year is scored in the showgrounds, but it's not for the home side. Matty Wolf caught lacking in the midfield. One back by Roe McDonald, and he just slots it expertly into the bottom right corner. Sergeant beat and Waterford lead.
Soft one. Really, really soft one. You know, ball was knocked into Wolf. Didn't control it properly. I'd still have a look at Serge. I was the goalkeeper for it. It sort of bounced in front of him. You know, I think he'd be disappointed as well. And, you know, it's disappointing. Now we've got to react. You know, the next 10 minutes is vitally important. We don't concede again. That's the most important thing now. It's not to go chasing a man goal. Don't concede again. You know, there's a long way to go on this match yet.
Free kick now to Waterford. Not too far outside the Sligo Rovers box. Sergeant just eyeing up his wall, trying to get it all in order. And it's going to be Conan Noonan standing over this free kick for the Blues.
Yeah, watch Horton and Rajiski going around the back here.
Huge figure of Rakowski be at the back post ready. Noonan stepping up to take the free kick, swings it in, trying to find the back post. It is across, and yeah, it's straight back into the net for Waterford. They lead 2 to the good now here in the showgrounds.
Yeah, and it was Rajowski.
And it's number 18, Rakowski, I called it, Gavin.
Yeah,
at the back post, sent across and across over the top of Sam Sargent, and all of a sudden 32 minutes gone here in the showgrounds and Waterford have their second.
Yeah, poor. I know we're talking about giving away goals from set players and things like that, but if you don't go and mark people, you know, you can bring in set player coaches, but if you don't go and physically go and stand and mark the guy and go and challenge him in there, he ends up with a free header to back post that comes back. It's 2 free headers, you know. It's really, really poor. And a long way back for us now.
And now Malley plays another great ball through. Great skill there by Conor Malley to find Hakiki. Hakiki spins and turns and finds Hutchinson just in front of Keith Long, the Waterford manager. Now here's Hakiki again, back out to Hutchinson in front of the Tracy Avenue stand, looking for his options. Flicks it into Malley, a good ball, good insight. Malley just getting held up, finds Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald ready to send it into the box again, darting into the box, is going long across the ground. It's a great goal for Sligo Rovers. Owen Elding with his first goal of the season, the first goal for Sligo Rovers of the season. And that's much better start from Sligo Rovers. And I'll tell you something, Gavin, they're back in this now.
Now we're at it. And that game, brilliant from Fitzgerald. You know, he started the second half really, really good. Put a couple of balls in the box, and there he got to the island. Great ball across, and Elding, and great. Now it's game on.
Brilliant play by Fitzgerald, just along that wing. Cuts really nicely, just along the touchline into the box. Lays it straight along the ground, and McMullen was beaten. He had to stretch that far post, couldn't make it. And Owen Elding just tapped it in. It's Sligo Rovers 1, Waterford 2. Waterford break with Lonigan. Great Lonigan ball across the box. Oh. Burke just can't get himself upright fast enough after a small slip. And now Sligo Rovers might look to break. Hakiki, he has Kavanagh ahead of him, but he has to get through a good few blue jerseys in order to get it to him. Hakiki under the gantry, gives it to Wolf, and Wolf plays it back to the frustration. John Russell not happy with that either. Wolf looking for his options. Now he does play it through to Hakiki. Hakiki up against Rakowski over in front of the Forza Rovers supporters, gives it to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald might look to send it into the box again. He goes himself into the box, and the referee points to the spot. Penalty for Sligo Rovers. 55 minutes gone, and they already have their chance for the equaliser. Fitzgerald just fouled in the box. tension palpable here in the showgrounds as Kavanagh gets ready. Cian Kavanagh, number 11 from St. Patrick's Athletic. His first goal for Sligo Rovers. Steps up. Saved.
Oh, I said it.
Saved by McMullen.
I said it. I know the kid very, very well. You know, he was at Warren Point with me as a young fella, and he was really good. We used to take penalty kicks on him at the end of training, and he used to break the players' hearts.
It's a tremendous penalty save from McMullen. Really,
it's not
really
a bad penalty, in fairness. It was an unbelievable save.
Looked like it was well headed into the side net, but McMullen does so well to get up. And now Waterford still hold their lead. Just under an hour gone in the showgrounds. That was Sligo Rovers' lifeline.
Long way to go, though. It's how we respond now again. Let's go and score from the corner.
Van Hattem now with the corner from that save, ready to send it into the box. Maybe the goal opportunity isn't over for the Bitter Red quite yet. Referee not quite happy in the box. Bit of pushing and shoving, and Van Hattem has to wait. Damien McGrath, the referee here tonight, eventually calls it on, and now Van Hattem swings it into the box. Might find Malley straight through. Falls in the box just awkwardly, and it's cleared, but only as far as Hutchinson in front of Keith Long. Hutchinson tries to bring it down, but Burke intercepts for Waterford. Plays it back to Radkowski. Radkowski through the middle, picked up by Matty Wolfe just outside the box. Wolfe to Kavanagh. Kavanagh turns, tries for the shot. Malley now to go for the shot. Blocked again. Falls to John Mann. He won't go for number three. He falls, and now Waterford are through. Serious trouble here for Sligo Rovers. It's 2-on-1. Will Fitzgerald is the only man back. Play through the middle to find Noonan. Noonan 1-on-1 with Sergeant. Noonan finishes for Waterford. Three goals to the good here. They break straight from the penalty. Less than a minute ago. Penalty saved. Corner cleared. Fall through the middle. Mahon slips. Noonan runs half the length of the pitch and slots it past Sargent for Waterford's third goal of the night. And now they lead 3-1 in the showgrounds.
What a... goes back from a block. Block from, I think it was Dean McMenemy on the edge
double
of the box.
Double block, yeah. There on the edge of the
you
box.
Know, and we break... it's a mistake from John. We get turned over in the middle of the park, and it's a great finish by Noonan, and he had to make up some ground. Oh, football can be such a cruel game, you know, from going 2-2 now it's 3-1 down, and you know, it's deflating, absolutely deflating.
Now here's Hutchinson, plays it back to John Mahon. Mahon plays the ball through to try and find it in the box to Lombardo, brought down by Hakiki. Hakiki struggling to hold on to it, bit of miscommunication between himself and Malley, but Rovers hold on to it nonetheless. Van Hattem now puts a ball through to Hakiki. Not a bad ball. Hakiki. Oh, by Jad Hakiki. And now it is really game on.
What a strike.
Jad Hakiki on the near post just strikes right up into the roof of the net, down off the crossbar. And now Rovers 3-2. Waterford 3, Sligo Rovers 2, that is. 10 minutes left plus extra time. It's definitely not over, Gavin.
No, it's not over. What a strike out of nothing.
Mahon,
go on John, keep going, get up into the box.
Plays it across to Van Hattem, I should say, underneath the gantry. Waterford's just inviting the pressure now. Van Hattem over on the Jinx Avenue side sends the ball through, trying to find Kiki in the box. A Kiki through, might fall to Kavanagh in the box, just gone past Kavanagh, and Waterford get a chance to clear it out, but only for a throw, and it's fairly far up the pitch. This could be it for Sligo Rovers. The 8 minutes have been played.
Great turn by
Kiki. Brings it down in the box, goes for the shot, blocked up in the air and out for another throw-in to Sligo Rovers. No, it's not a throw-in. Whack back up in the air. Fitzgerald needs to try and bring it down. Waterford get away with it.
What a touch that is, by the way.
Send it down the line. Rovers win the throw just in front of Keith Long in the away dugout on this Tracy Avenue side. Back to Ollie Denham.
Has to go forward.
Denham sends it forward.
Keith
needs to send it up. He can't win the header. It falls. But Doyle Hayes is there. Doyle Hayes out wide to Rhys Hutchinson into Tracy Avenue. Blocked. Out for the throw-in.
Last chance saloon
here.
This
is the last opportunity for Sligo Rover and John Russell's men. Hutchinson floats into the box on the bad ball. John Mann brought down in the box. Back stick. Off the top netting.
I think it was Elding.
Elding off the top netting, and Sligo Rovers just miss out.
Oh, I think it was Elding at the back post.
John Mann just brought down in the box. There was not even an attempt for a penalty cry, and then Elding just misses out on the top netting.
I think that's it, Owen.
9 minutes played of the additional, almost 100 minutes of football played here. Keith Long with a smile for the first time I've seen in a long time.
He knows it's over.
McMullen really winding it down. The referee just checking his watch. This will be
fairly
devastating for the Bitter Red. The referee doesn't look ready to give it up yet. Lombardo gives the ball away, but Kavanagh plays it out to Doyle Hayes. Doyle Hayes now at the Tracy Avenue. Gives it to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald cuts into the box, across the box. Almost in. Almost in. Oh, it's almost. That's so close. So close.
Oh my God.
So close for the bit of red. Oh my God.
Hits the crossbar.
Oh my God. Hit the crossbar and saved by McMullen from point blank range. Owen Alding. That is it. That has to be it. That has to be it, Gavin.
Oh, how do we not score?
Oh, Gavin.
How do we not score?
I can't believe it, Gavin. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's it. That has to be it.
The referee is ready to blow it. That has to be it. He won't give any more time to this. He nods to the fourth official. They know it's over. McMullen with the kick out. Referee
still doesn't
have the whistle in his mouth. Foster Rovers again. Doyle Hayes now again. Oh, it's blocked.
That's it now.
And it's going to go for the Sligo Rovers throw. Referee.
Keith Long is going.
I think he lost his whistle. Hit back to Sergeant. Rovers will get one more chance if they can keep possession of the ball. Easier said than done. Van Hattem now. Van Hattem opening up the midfield for Sligo Rovers. Plays it out wide to Hutchinson. Coming to the goal again. I don't know if my heart's fit for this again, Gavin. Lies it into the box. Cleared. Falls to Elding outside. Elding and Hakiki mix up their positions. Hakiki holds on to it though. Gives it to Elding at the Jinx Avenue stand. The Showgrounds holds its breath. Elding still. Oh, he's giving it back again. He's giving it back. Van Hattem just outside the box. He's under severe pressure. Oh, a bad pass from Van Hattem. And Hutchinson just can't make it. And it's out. And it's over. Oh.
We're on Keating. And Gavin Dykes with the exasperated voices at the end of Sligo Rovers 2, Waterford 3 on Saturday night at the Showgrounds. Let's bring you the reaction afterwards then of the Rovers manager, John Russell, when he spoke to Oran Keating at the end of that home loss this weekend.
Yeah, I think second half we were very, very good. Disappointed coming at half time 2-0 down. The two goals we gave away were criminal, really, and gave life to Waterford. But the reaction was superb. You know, we spoke at half time what we needed to do, and we came out and scored within 5 minutes, and then we get the penalty, and that was a big momentum swing in the game to miss that, and then Waterford to go down the other end and score off another mistake to go 3-1 down was very frustrating, because we were in the ascendancy and you could feel the energy in the ground and everyone was getting behind the team. And the pleasing thing for me as a manager with all these new players coming in is that they kept going right to the death, and we threw everything at Waterford, and we got a great second goal from Jada Kiki, and you know, we hit the crossbar, the post, it was blocks. Could another shout for another penalty, and it just wouldn't go in to get that draw.
The first half obviously wasn't the greatest performance we've seen here in the second half, but I think you were saying that second half really you started to gel together. The team started to look much more together and much better even in their build-up play and their whole approach to the game.
Yeah, no, that was the really pleasing thing, that we showed what we're capable of in the second half. But unfortunately, you know, you can't give away the goals that we gave away and expect to win matches. I felt we probably deserved a draw tonight on the balance of the 90 minutes. But yeah, when you concede three goals, you've got to score three to get that point. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do it tonight.
Owen Alding, first professional goal for the club tonight. He really did look electric. He was everywhere across the pitch tonight. And I know you've a lot of praise to give for Owen, but it's a big moment for him, his first professional goal.
Yeah, and no, I'm really pleased with his performance tonight. He showed all the qualities that he has, and he's carried his form from pre-season into the first game of the season. Looked such a goal threat tonight. He could have had a hat-trick. And if he keeps putting himself in those positions throughout the season, I'm sure he's going to get a lot more goals.
Your new signings coming on tonight, making a big impact. I want to speak about Jake Doyle Hayes. He only signed earlier this week, and he looked really good when he came on. Really started to command that midfield lot and put a lot of balls into the box, created chances. He looks to be a gem that you've uncovered.
Yeah, look, Jake's a huge pedigree, and we're really excited to get him to the club. I think he's going to play a big part this season and make a big impact. And you could see just on the 10 minutes he got tonight, or maybe 15 with the added on, you know, his quality on the ball. He's not fully fit or match fit at the moment. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks we'll get him fitter and sharper, and he'll add a lot of quality.
Finally, John, you're heading to Drogheda next weekend, and that's obviously a big game now, coming off the back of missing out on the three tonight. You really need to go and get those 3 points.
Yeah, every game we go into, we're trying to get that win and get 3 points on the board. We didn't get it tonight, but look, I said to the lads when we finished there after the game, another opportunity. We come back in, we recover, we get a good week's training, and we move into Drogheda, and it's always a tough venue up there, but I'm confident with the players that we have that we can go up there and perform.
John Russell with Oran Keating. Rovers go to Drogheda next Friday evening. Live coverage on Ocean FM Sport.